Let us begin this morning with our invocation, calling on God. We make our beginning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires are known, and from whom known secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
From the Bible, we hear these words: if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us take a few moments for silent reflection. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart.
We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Just give me 1 second. I got my notes all goofed up here. That happens sometimes to pastors even. We make mistakes too, and we sin. So I want to share that good news of God's grace, not by my power or my authority alone, but by Jesus Christ's power and his authority, with the words that are shared in our bulletin. God, our heavenly creator, hears the prayers of all people and answers those prayers. Our prayer for forgiveness is answered in the person and work of Jesus, who died for our sin that we might have new life. By the command of Jesus, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.